听独白题型预测专练一，新考法专练一，听独白填句子。本题你将听到两段独白，请根据独白内容用所听到的单词或短语完成下列各题，每段独白读两遍。
Passage 1. There are different kinds of islands in the world. Fraser Island lies just off the east coast of Australia. It was discovered back in 1770 by James Cook. At 122 kilometers long, it is the largest sand island in the world. The island attracts millions of travelers every year because of its beautiful scenery and unforgettable experiences.But there's so much more to experience while you're there. You can see tall rainforests growing on sand. There are also different shapes of lakes on the island. The lakes are very beautiful. You can see Blue Lake and Whales. You can see white sand beaches there. It often rains there. There are many plants on the island. You can find lots of animals, such as wild dogs,kangaroos, bats, and birds. The island offers many activities to keep visitors entertained. Lots of visitors from all over the world come here and have a good time every year.
There are different kinds of islands in the world. Fraser Island lies just off the east coast of Australia. It was discovered back in 1770 by James Cook.At 122 kilometers long, it is the largest sand island in the world. The island attracts millions of travelers every year because of its beautiful scenery and unforgettable experiences. But there's so much more to experience while you're there. You can see tall rainforest growing on sand. There are also different shapes of lakes on the island. The lakes are very beautiful.You can see Blue Lake and Whales. You can see white sand beaches there. It often rains there. There are many plants on the island. You can find lots of animals, such as wild dogs, kangaroos, bats, and birds. The island offers many activities to keep visitors entertained. Lots of visitors from all over the world come here and have a good time every year.
Passage 2. Xiaofeng is a high school student. He was told he had a serious illness 5 years ago. Since then, his father, Song Jieshu, has been keeping a diary for him. He hopes that his son can recover as soon as possible and read the diary one day. Most of the diary is about some rules for his son. He also records his son's daily life. For example,He was clear that a blood cancer patient was not allowed to eat sweet things. He wrote about his worry when his son had taken a piece of sweet cake on his birthday. 2 years ago, after Song went back to Shanghai to work, his wife recorded his son's daily life in a notebook and then sent it to him. In order not to miss anything about his son, he always read every word carefully.Song hoped his son would learn about the efforts his family made to help him get through the illness.
Xiaofeng is a high school student. He was told he had a serious illness 5 years ago. Since then, his father, Song Jieshu, has been keeping a diary for him. He hopes that his son can recover as soon as possible.And read the diary one day. Most of the diary is about some rules for his son. He also records his son's daily life. For example, he was clear that a blood cancer patient was not allowed to eat sweet things. He wrote about his worry when his son had taken a piece of sweet cake on his birthday. 2 years ago, after Song went back to Shanghai to work, His wife recorded his son's daily life in a notebook and then sent it to him. In order not to miss anything about his son, he always read every word carefully. Song hoped his son would learn about the efforts his family made to help him get through the illness.
Two, 听读白, 完成表格。 本题你将听到两段独白, 请根据独白内容, 用所听到的单词或短语完成下列各题, 每段独白读两遍。
Passage 3. Good morning. Everyone wants to be a better student. Here are some tips. Firstly, plan your time as carefully as you can. Make a list of things that you have to do, such as preparing your time for eating, sleeping, and dressing yourself. Then choose time for study. Don't forget to spend some time on hobbies. Secondly, look for a quiet place for you to study. It saves you a lot of energy, and you won't be influenced by the environment. Thirdly, study in a proper way. When you get home from school, go over your notes quickly. Reviewing the important points will help you understand the next class. Last but not least, never give up. The purpose of a test is to examine the knowledge you learned. As the saying goes, failure is the mother of success. Work harder and you'll make great progress.
Good morning. Everyone wants to be a better student. Here are some tips. Firstly, plan your time as carefully as you can. Make a list of things that you have to do, such as preparing your time for eating, sleeping, and dressing yourself. Then choose time for study. Don't forget to spend some time on hobbies. Secondly, look for a quiet place for you to study. It saves you a lot of energy, and you won't be influenced by the environment. Thirdly, study in a proper way. When you get home from school, go over your notes quickly. Reviewing the important points will help you understand the next class. Last but not least, never give up. The purpose of a test is to examine the knowledge you learned. As the saying goes, failure is the mother of success. Work harder and you'll make great progress.
Passage 4. May I have your attention, please? Here's some information about our school trip to Mount Tai tomorrow. We'll have a long way to go, so we'll have to get up at 7. We'll have breakfast from 7:15 to 7:30. When you finish your breakfast, please meet at the parking lot before 7:45. We'll have lunch at a famous restaurant near Mount Tai at noon, and remember to get a blue ticket from me. Oh, one more thing. It can get quite cold in the mountains, so don't forget to bring a warm jacket with you and wear strong shoes. You can also take other things like water, food, or a camera to have fun. We'll be back to school before 6:00. That's all. See you tomorrow morning.
May I have your attention, please? Here's some information about our school trip to Mount Tai tomorrow. We'll have a long way to go, so we'll have to get up at 7. We'll have breakfast from 7:15 to 7:30. When you finish your breakfast, please meet at the parking lot before 7:45. We'll have lunch at a famous restaurant near Mount Tai at noon. And remember to get a blue ticket from me. Oh, one more thing. It can get quite cold in the mountains, so don't forget to bring a warm jacket with you. And wear strong shoes. You can also take other things like water, food, or a camera to have fun. We'll be back to school before 6 o'clock. That's all. See you tomorrow morning.